with The Ethicist. I'm Randy Cohen. Letter number one.
My recycling is collected weekly, almost always by the same driver. I actually see the pickup about 50% of the time, as I have two young boys who like to watch the truck. The driver frequently stops to talk on his cell phone, one time talking for 5 minutes in the truck while it idled in front of my house, and he has taken magazines from my recycling and spent a minute or two reading them. Should I report this to the carting company, or is it none of my business how he gets his job done? M.S., Highland Park, Illinois.
I just received an imaginary query from a recycling truck driver about a mother he often sees standing around with her kids watching him work instead of her teaching the kids French or skydiving or otherwise actively engaging as a parent. He wonders if he should report her. What do you think? I think not. Nobody in any job spends 100% of his work time doing it, and that has long been so. In 1775, before the advent of the personal phone call or online shopping, Dr. Johnson observed, quote, "It is wonderful when a calculation is made how little the mind is actually employed in the discharge of any profession. No man would be a judge upon the condition of being obliged to be totally a judge." Close quotes. I'll have more on that after I grab a quick cup of coffee and read a bit of the paper. Okay, I'm back. Despite these little breaks, the tasks of the world get accomplished. It is up to the recycling company to determine workloads, a process that may well include observing its drivers. But if this guy can finish his route and still yak on the phone, good luck to him. I would respond differently if you'd seen him driving across your lawn or dealing guns and cigarettes out of his truck, that is, endangering the community. And there are jobs that require continuous activity while on duty. Surgeon, snow plow driver. There were darker times when it was so common for police officers to park in some out-of-the-way place and nap on the job that a neologism emerged to describe it. Cooping. You might report sluggards in these sort of jobs, but in the case you witnessed, you've no reason to think this guy is failing in his duties. Let him be. Letter number two.
The cleaning woman we hired through a service did great work, but I began to suspect that she was stealing prescription pain pills from our medicine cabinet, although they could have been taken by a temporary cleaner, a babysitter, or even a friend. I told the service she'd done a wonderful job, but we found someone cheaper. I was hesitant to endanger the livelihood of this single mother of five, but I didn't want her in my house and even rekeyed our locks. Should I have confronted her directly? Should I have told her boss about my suspicions? MP, St. Louis.
Even lacking evidence that would stand up in a court of law, you need not employ someone you reasonably believe is stealing. You're entitled to feel secure in your home, but while your actions were perhaps prudent, they were imperfect. Before acting, you should indeed have spoken to your cleaner, not confronted her. Might she be guilty and lie? Sure, but you could have done more to determine what actually happened. I admire your reluctance to deprive this single mother of her livelihood, but you should have discussed this with her boss. If the cleaner is a habitual thief, what happens to her other clients? You needn't have put forth anything as hard-edged as an accusation, but your suspicions, combined with the experience of her other clients, could have produced a clearer picture and included something like due process and a chance for her to assert her innocence. As to your changing the locks and cutting down all the trees in your yard so you'd have a clear field of fire if she returned with a zombie army to wreak a terrible vengeance, was that it? There you might have overreacted. Update. When MP stopped using this cleaner, the pain pills stopped disappearing. This week's questions were read by Leslie Bennett, author of The Feminine Mistake. You can send your questions to ethicist@nytimes.com, where I'm making one of those wacky Super Bowl bets with Miss Manners. Somebody's going to end up with a new tattoo for their pet monkey.